Which means it's time for another edition of Let's Play DJ. This is the show where every week I have a different guest on to talk about music they like and listen to it. My guest today is a singer, songwriter, guitar player, and guitar builder. It's my good friend Lucas Roger. Hey, Lucas.
Hi, Jacob.
Let's Play DJ. How's it going?
I'm doing so good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for being here. We're pre-taping this, but it's just Friday morning, so it's basically live. We're just drinking coffee.
Yeah, we're very caffeinated. It feels good.
Yeah. So I've been trying to get you on the show for a long time.
Yeah.
We've been listening to music together for a long time.
Yeah.
But you have a show this weekend.
I do. Tomorrow night.
At Side Stage.
You got that right.
Big show.
It's very exciting. First album that I'm releasing under my own name.
Hell
ever.
Yeah.
I've played in a bunch of bands, and I've had a lot of fun recording, but this is the first time I've kind of gone through the whole process on my own.
Nice. How do you feel?
daunted? Is that a word? No, I'm...
Dauntified?
Yeah, I'm thoroughly dauntified. I think I really enjoy aspects of it. It's hard sometimes putting it all together in the right order when you're kind of on your own. Mm-hmm. Working through it and trying to figure stuff out. I'm not good with computers. That's why I work on guitars. So when I have to, like, you know, make files the right format or, like,
right,
you know, compress things.
You're talking about like the admin side of like putting out a record and like,
yeah, that stuff. And I, it's funny. Like I can write a weirdo wacko song with a strange arrangement and I have to Google how to compress a file. It's like a right click and then one button. I had to figure that out.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, yeah, we'll talk lots more about it. But as you know, this show is you just choose all the music and then we listen to it.
Yeah.
Do you want to play this first song?
I want to play the Swish, yeah.
Yeah, by Hold Steady. Why this song?
This song, for sure. I mean, this band's one of my favorite bands ever. And I heard one of their later albums first. And then I went back to the early stuff later and went, oh my God, this is everything I need in music. And this song specifically probably got me started in the direction of the Lucas Roger Band.
Nice. Here it is.
Robert, simple people call me Robo. I'm the red, white, and blue,
The Swish by The Hold Steady. You're listening to Let's Play DJ here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Jacob Brodowski, and I'm here with Lucas Roger.
We sure are.
Hanging out in my attic.
Drinking coffee.
So, Lucas, you and I, we've obviously been friends for a long time, but I remember when I moved back to Winnipeg, we sort of, you were touring quite heavily with Roger Roger.
Yeah.
And I brought my guitars over to you, and I remember, like, you and I quickly bonded, and then I started touring with my band, and like, I feel like when we like got quite close was when we both bonded over our mutual hatred of touring.
Yeah. yeah, what a way to announce playing music, hey? You're like, I hate touring, but it's true. I think
our hatred of touring at the time.
Yeah, at the time. And like, it's a little unfair to the, you know, I think you would agree, it's a little unfair to the projects, and it's a little exaggerated and dramatic, but I just found that being away from, and it's all stuff I like. I love playing music. I love driving around. I love going to new places.
Eating at diners,
getting Vietnamese for dinner every single night really appeals to me. But I think I had a hard time with the ups and downs of it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you play a show that goes really well and you make enough money to get to the next city. And then you sleep on like a mouse infested pullout couch. And there's like, you wake up, you know, filthy and, you know, you
questioning
lost money
all your life choices.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I just didn't do a good job managing those ups and downs.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you and I are both two people that like missed the boat of doing that when we were like 19, when that would have been acceptable.
I think the excitement of it when I was 19 would have been beneficial to experience. I kind of wish I had done more of it then. I think there's a certain level of freedom there. And I was also like, you know, the relationship I was kind of starting at the time, which I'm now married and have this awesome life, was starting, and I really wanted to see it through, and I felt like it was taking me away from that.
Yeah.
And I just felt like there was kind of more important stuff, and I was working on guitars. And I was,
yeah. So you played in Roger Roger for a long time.
Yeah.
And then that ends.
Yeah.
And then what?
Well, I was working, building guitars at home and fixing guitars for friends and for people in the music scene. And then I was also working at Beardsill Guitars full time. So I was kind of just obsessed with like seeing that through too. You know, like I had these two career focuses that sort of could take all of my time and probably should, if I'm going to do either of them properly, like, you know, pulling myself away from one or the other constantly was a real change in gears. So I just wanted to get obsessed about guitars, building guitars, fixing guitars, restoring guitars, getting better at that. So I was doing that, but I was writing songs. I was like, and I started playing more electric guitar in the basement really loud and like singing songs that made me laugh. Cause that's where I found enjoyment, and that's where most of the songs on the upcoming album came from.
And so are all the songs on the record like from like quite a while ago?
Yeah, they're all from quite a while ago. So easy to do your first, solo record. It's just like, oh, what songs from the last 20 years can I pull from?
Yeah, exactly.
But I was, some of them are even, one of them's even from Modern Man days, the band I played with Zeph.
I remember that band.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We had this neighbor, and I wrote the song called Unwanted Visitor, and that's from back in the, like, probably 2011 or 2012 even.
What's it like, singing songs that are that old? Is it weird?
No, I grow more fond of them over time. If they're ones, like the ones that I keep that are that old, there's an absolute pile of songs from that era that I don't play anymore,
right,
that are just on like a file on my phone,
right,
that I look at sometimes, go, oh yeah, that one. But and the reason I like the Hold Steady so much is so many of those stories are funny or scary back in the day, and then they kind of transition into being either scary or funny later.
Yeah.
Like, I like that change in perspective and stuff. When you're 21, can feel big when it's not important, and some unimportant stuff can turn out to be pretty important. Yeah. So I like that transition.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that too. Let's play another song.
Yes.
We got Daniel Romano.
Yes.
The best.
The best.
Here's, we don't need to say anything about it. Here's Roya.
lonely vessel for your chamber. How I opened up to any given stranger, just to find you standing in some astral plane where there are no shadows. Royal, I am only but the memory of my body. I was searching all directions when you caught me, laying breathless as I tried to scream your name anywhere the wind would blow. Royal, my guardian of my soul, the empty days of old, I think they're over. For I smell oleander from the grove. Your spirit is a dream that reaches daylight, blossoming inside you till it lay right on your tongue. To never tell no one, but you told me, I can hear it singing now. Royal, my guardian of the soul, the empty days of old, I think they're
That was Daniel Romano with Roya. You're listening to Let's Play DJ here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Jacob Ardovsky, and I'm here with Lucas Roger, luthier, singer-songwriter, guitar player, breakfast enthusiast.
Yeah, general tinkerer.
General tinkerer. Yeah, you take things apart.
I really like the taking stuff apart.
Yeah.
You know, part of life.
Do you do it with songs? Like when you write a song, do you revisit it and pull it apart and...
No.
Muck around with it?
What a statement. No, never. Sometimes I like, you know, I was listening to that song, Roya. I think Daniel Romano is a really great song crafter.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes really focus on that when I'm listening to music. Like, I just like people's way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, sometimes I write a song, but I spend so much time thinking about them as I'm writing them that I, and it's weird, I'm like a lyrics last person. So, like, I'll come up with, like, the chords. Like, I'll start with a riff. I'll, you know, kind of play through, feel like how I'll make the transitions the way I want them to feel. And then I'll start, like, humming melodies.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have, like, the whole song except for the lyrics until I start...
Cool.
Putting stuff together. Like, I almost don't know what the song is going to be about until I start, like, ad-libbing lyrics and go, yeah, that kind of feels right.
Yeah. I had Sam Singer on the show a couple weeks ago, and he made a comment about, like, you have to kill your darlings.
Wow.
And when you're writing a song. And, like, this idea that, like, you know, your first verse, if you're stream of consciousness writing, it's just going to come out, and then you're going to figure out what the song's about, and then you should probably go back and kill the first verse and rewrite
really?
It and, like, kill your darling. And I like that a lot.
I like that.
Yeah,
and I
don't do it.
Understand that. I am so protective of the first verse.
Oh, yeah.
Every time it's like the one, I'm like, I don't know what else. I already got there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what else to talk about.
But, yeah.
You know, that's the thing. Everyone's, you know, so different with it.
Yeah, totally.
That's cool.
Do you write often? Like, is this like a practice for you, or is it really just like waiting for things to come?
It's not regimented, that's for sure. But I spend so much time playing guitar, like working on guitars all day. It, you know, and I have little test riffs that I do to see if guitars feel right. And but sometimes I pick up a certain guitar. I'm not a Strat player really, but sometimes I pick up a Strat and it just has like a skinny little neck, and you know, I start kind of playing chords differently, and a riff will come out while I'm working, which is beautiful. And I just wait for it to happen.
Cool.
It's not as much anymore, but it's still happening.
Let's play another song.
Let's do it.
I played half of it in the middle of that Daniel Romano intro. We got a Joel Plaskett song.
Yes, Joel Plaskett's the best.
here's Lights Down Low.
Lighting up, we're burning out tonight.
so we can all come in and turn the lights down low. Turn the lights down low. Turn the lights down low. Open up the back door. Turn the lights down low and see what happens. Searching for a place they've never seen, standing in the shadows, or waiting in the wings, clinging to the moment when the heart attacks. Open up the doors so we can all relax.
That was Lights Down Low by Joel Plaskett, Emergency, and you're listening to Let's Play DJ here on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, coming to you pre-taped Friday morning. I'm here with Lucas Roger.
Hi, Jacob.
Hi, Lucas.
Hi.
Lucas has a show tomorrow night.
December 7th at the Side Stage.
At the Side Stage.
Yep, new venue in town.
Yeah, it's great. Sounds great in there.
Awesome.
I'm also playing.
Jacob is also playing, which everyone should know.
Yep. Jacob, not supposed to promote myself on my own.
Well,
radio
you don't
show,
have but, to. I'll right, promote
cool,
you.
Cool, thank you.
Jacob and Dom are also playing the show. Dom Adams, Jacob Berdovsky, amazing pair of songwriters and great singers.
Oh, I'm about to mute your microphone. Sorry.
Oops. No, I'm stoked about it.
I am too. And Cassidy Mann.
Cassidy Mann is
full
well.
Band.
Yes, and there's some
they're
killer
great.
Musicians,
yeah.
And that's a great songwriter.
Yeah. No, all the pals.
It's great.
It'll be great. Can't wait. Can't wait to have one beer.
One?
I think I might have two, but probably just one.
I'm not going to make any promises on air.
Yeah. I will say Lucas Roger Band is one of my favorite local bands.
That's very sweet of you.
When was the last time you guys played?
Me and Corey were talking about this the other day. I believe we played at the Handsome Daughter, might have been 2 years ago. And it was either with, there was a... two shows that we did that year. One was with Looking Inward and Stellar, I think. And
oh,
one
yeah.
was with Sophie Stevens and what's the Synthetic Friend.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that was with the current lineup.
Yes. Although I think there was a different drummer at the time. Sometimes the drummer has been a different person, just
right.
depending on who's in town and
right.
who's available. This guy, Adam Warner, who
oh,
was living
right.
here for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was awesome. Great. And he did a show on very little notice and basically led the rehearsal like 2 days after hearing the songs for the first time.
Nice. And then got the hell out of Winnipeg.
Yeah, and then he moved back to Toronto.
Yeah.
I love that guy. But, you know, Roman Clark on drums for this show.
Can't ask for a better drummer.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah. So, yeah, so let's talk about your all-star band.
Yeah. I'm very lucky.
He's got Roman on drums.
Roman on drums, who also played on half the record, yeah, by the way. David Mitchell did the other half.
Also produces every song he plays on.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, songcraft. Everyone that I am lucky to play music with is like a songcraft specialist, I think. And it's so fun to play music with them because they're all together, like unanimously committed to making a song make sense, mm-hmm, and feel good. Mm-hmm. So Corey Hickaway on bass, mm-hmm, who's someone I've known for a long time playing, mm-hmm, music in Winnipeg, back to Little House days.
Yeah.
And then Liam Duncan, aka Boy Golden, on keys, harmonies, and did basically all the work to make the record.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Oh, that's awesome. You guys are gonna play loud.
There might be some volume increases,
yeah,
through the set.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. I like playing loud. I like having fun. I think I like the record to be kind of more focused, and I want the live show to be a little bit more fun and chaotic and just feel good.
Yeah, nice. How do you put a set together? Like, are you just playing the record kind of cover to cover kind of thing?
Almost. I made the record out, like the song order, similar to how I would construct a set list.
Cool.
But the live, like, we got a couple guests coming up on stage.
Nice.
Madeline Roger.
Nice.
Twin sister.
Yeah.
She's going to come up and do some.
I think she's playing with us too.
Is she really?
Yeah, I think she's going to sing a couple songs with us.
Yeah. She's, she's crafty, that one. Yeah. So she was going to sing on a few songs. So I put them together. And
nice.
So I started, yeah, kind of going, well, this would make more sense here, but I do think about it and I do enjoy the like flow energy, yeah, wise.
Let's play another song.
Let's do it.
We got Kathleen Edwards.
Give me a bed and I'll take it.
That was Independent Thief by Kathleen Edwards off her record Back to Me. And you're listening to Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And I'm here with Lucas Roger. I was going to ask you, like, you spend so much time around guitars.
All the time, every day.
Do you ever just, like, get sick of it?
Yeah.
Be like, oh, I don't want, like, this feels like work.
Yeah, there are times when... You know, there's times when I'm really, I feel like a kid in a candy store. Like,
totally.
You know, I'm really having fun.
Like people are bringing you like priceless instruments.
Yeah. Sometimes I get the guitars I've always like dreamed about playing and
yeah.
I get to, you know, pull them apart and put them back together again and play them for longer than I reasonably should. And that's great. There are times too when working on guitars will really ruin your experience with a guitar that you've always wanted to play. Like there are some guitars where I, you know, looked at, you know, them in magazines or my favorite artists played them. And then I got them in my hands and went, this is not, I can't ever own one of these.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just because of like how it feels or because like they're
feels
annoying to work on.
Both. Yeah. Yeah. Like, so, you know, I'm not going to, maybe shouldn't mention any, but there are guitars that like just have these building practices that were, you know, started in the 50s or 60s and they haven't changed it because that's what people want. They
right.
want the closest thing to what, you know, whichever their favorite musician played, but they're not necessarily good ideas. And, you know, people have gotten bigger too. Like, you know, if people are taller, I'm huge, you know, I'm 6'7" and my hands are big and some necks are just tiny. And I don't know. I don't really I wish they made like a hybrid modern version of like
yeah.
old instruments.
Like a tall medium.
A tall medium, yeah.
The greatest t-shirt size.
Yeah, I'm a tall large, but...
I mean, so am I, actually.
Yeah.
And like, does that bleed into, like, writing and playing and stuff? Or is it kind of two separate things? Like, if you're having, like, a crappy day at work, working on guitars you don't care about or whatever.
Yeah, no, once I can leave work behind on the guitar side of things. I can go and play guitar for fun afterwards. Those
yeah.
are very different things.
Cool.
But I can get kind of grumpy after I work on stuff. Something doesn't go well.
Yeah.
It can really stay with me. I'm not really good at separating that, but playing guitar and working on guitars are different.
Fair enough. And same with writing songs.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like your songwriting is getting informed by like, I don't know, spending some, like what do you listen to in the shop? Are you like listening to CBC, listening to tunes all day?
Sometimes I find music pretty distracting. And
yeah.
this is a weird thing. And this happened to me when I was touring too, where I couldn't listen to music 8 hours in the car. And I started listening to more podcasts
mm-hmm.
like everyone else on earth. And, you know, if I'm doing like a fret level or something where
mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, it's not making a ton of noise and it's some repetitive actions like crowning frets is just, you know, you just got to sit down for a half hour and, you know, with your various sandpapers and get the frets looking nice after you've leveled them. That's something I actually want to hear a story on in the background.
Yeah.
Because it really gets my brain activated
yep.
and it helps me focus on like a repetitive task. So I do a lot of that. But yeah, music sometimes too. It changes up a lot.
Cool. Another song?
Yeah.
We got next here. We got, as you said, I think the best song written this year.
I would say it's the best song.
Yeah, it's been played on the show several times, and never too many. Here's Right Back to It by Waxahachie and MJ Lenderman.
Song we know it, if I can keep up. like a song we know it. If I can keep up, we'll get right back to so long, come right back to it. I let my mind run wild. I don't know why I do it. You just settle in like a song we know it. If I can keep up.
Was MJ Lenderman and Waxahachie with Right Back to It. You're listening to Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, 4:36-ish on your drive home. My name's Jacob and I'm here with Lucas Roger, who has a show tomorrow night at Side Stage.
Yep, December 7th.
December 7th.
Saturday night.
Saturday night. Big show.
Oh yeah.
Late show.
Late. I mean, is it late?
I don't know.
I mean, when we started playing music, Jacob, like the third band wouldn't go on till 1 a.m.
It was the worst.
It was not ideal.
No, I remember we used to fight over who got to play second.
Yeah, the second was the spot you wanted.
Yeah.
I tell this to my wife Sarah all the time. It's like, I wouldn't leave the house till after 10. I'd be sitting around waiting. I'm like, well, it's too. If I leave at 9:30, I'll be there alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's nice post-COVID that shows start a little bit earlier.
Yeah, it's just nice being in your 30s, too, and being like, we don't have to, you know, lose the entire next day to,
yeah.
Like, and we'd worked in breakfast restaurants together.
This is
and
true.
And we'd be loading out at, like, 2:30 in the morning and then firing up hash browns at 6:30.
Why did we do that?
Stupid.
Yeah, it was stupid. But that's what being young is for, I guess.
Yeah, I don't hate any of it looking back,
no.
Actually. It's
no.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, we had a good time. And we listened to good music in the kitchen.
Yeah, we used to listen to great music.
Yeah. We don't need to name the restaurant we worked at.
Nope. Never. Please don't.
I won't. That song is so good. You were telling a little anecdote about working in the shop, listening to this song, and I'm going to ask you to repeat it.
Yeah.
It's good.
So I work with Alan Beardsell, legendary guitar maker. And,
like truly legendary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like really pioneered a lot of stuff that's commonplace in the industry now and makes really cool stuff and thinks outside the box and is really great. But, music comes on Tidal at the workshop sometimes. And that song, Right Back to It, would come on because I'd already listened to Waxahachie. She played Winnipeg Folk Festival.
Mm-hmm.
I went, oh my God, this is great.
I stage managed her when she played
that
Winnipeg Folk Fest.
Very cool.
She was super nice.
Yeah. I'm such a fan. And so that song would come on and, music's on all the time at the shop and there's a lot of music being made and Al, we were kind of working separate rooms, but I noticed like after a couple times playing it, he would start singing along and I was like, I knew that like I was excited for him to like it almost because I'm like,
yeah.
This is the best song to me lately. And so, I was just like excited for him also to like join the party.
Yeah, totally.
We're having fun with this song.
Totally. Yeah. And I love like, I don't know, just the guitar solo, like even just like the tone of the solo at the end of the, it's so like understated and like unpretentious.
Yeah. It's very understated. Exactly. You said it exactly right. And I think it's worth kind of, recognizing that it fits so well in the song.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, nothing's being reinvented. There's no, there's parts that are a little out of tune and stuff, but it fits so well. And, we were joking about it in the break there. It's like, a good chicken noodle soup type song where it's like, yeah, it's basic, but it's also like one of the best things you could possibly
have. It's
like
all you need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, totally. Ugh, such a good song. I hope they do more stuff together. I wanted to ask you too, like, you know, we started the show talking about touring or like walking away from touring. And I think you and I are both people that like feel very strongly about music and love writing music and shy away from a full-time music life.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know how sort of I keep coming around to it and sort of like backing away and coming forward. I'm just curious how you reconcile with that.
Reconcile with like coming, like leaving it and coming.
Yeah, back
leaving
back, coming back, and like, you know, putting on a show, but like having it not be, you know, everything you're doing.
Yeah, that part for me is the part that makes it possible.
Yeah.
Is that I just can't, you know, doing the work that I'm doing now, mm-hmm. and how much, because I'm working more than full time. You know, I'm building guitars and at home in my shop, and full time repairing, sometimes more than full time repairing guitars. There's only so much capacity you have after that to mm-hmm. do. Like, and I'm realizing with this release, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of emailing, there's a lot of things to take care of. So I get, you know, going through all that, I start getting really excited about playing the one show.
Yeah.
Like I feel like a kid again. I feel like excited to play. It's also like I have something to talk about with it. It's mm-hmm. I made an album. It's a release.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier for me to reconcile that than like I'm playing a random show on a Tuesday night at 1 a.m. and writing on Facebook, you know, please bring your friends or whatever.
You just aged yourself so hard by both referring to playing at 1 and also referring to Facebook.
Facebook, yeah. My younger cousins say that's for the olds.
Let's play another song. We got this Sugar song. I actually don't know the song.
Yeah, do you want to hear about it or are you just going to play it?
I want to hear about it. Tell me about it.
This is the first song I think I truly fell in love with other than Tom Petty. And
cool.
It was the first song I learned on guitar.
All right, here's If I Can't Change Your Mind.
With a broken heart, I love you even still.
What an ending. That was If I Can't Change Your Mind by Sugar. And you listen to Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm here with Lucas Roger.
We are here.
We are here. We're almost done.
Yeah.
We did it.
Going by real quick.
Going by real quick. Yeah, it's nice to hang. I mean, we kind of do this anyway. But
yeah, we would do this over breakfast normally.
Yeah, which should probably happen this weekend.
Yeah, we should probably do.
We don't need to make plans on the radio. But.
Yeah.
So you know what I haven't asked you about is like growing up in a music house.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. Very positive experience.
I remember when we were working at a nondescript breakfast restaurant together when we were teenagers in high school, you talking about being up late the night before because your dad had a session over and you were listening. And I remember being so jealous.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, my dad started Private Ear Recording when it was in the downtown, the original Dagmar location. And then when he stopped there, he built a studio. Well, he turned our house into a studio, put an add-on. And I mean, there's parts about it that I think were not fun, like when I had to wake up early after a late night because there was a session going on and I was next to where the trumpet was being recorded or something. But really being around music, and it was local music, you know, when the J.P. Ho Dear John Letters album got
made. I remember that record.
In my house, it just about changed my life. It was really great songwriting, and I was around and I got to see the songs go from when they were being played live to the first mixes to the revised mixes to the, you know, adding an instrument to being mixed, final mixed and then mastered. And so I saw the whole process there more intimately than I had even just visiting my dad's studio when I was young. And I just got really kind of worked up about the whole idea. Mm-hmm.
And were your parents pushing you towards music, or is it just kind of letting it happen? And
no, they were never pushing me towards music. And you know, I think my mom deserves a lot of credit in, cause she's a really great artist in a lot of different, disciplines and just a supporter of the arts as well. So she was always pushing us to get interested in anything really, anything that we showed interest in. They were do that. So you know, the lucky thing was there was so many guitars around. I just started picking them up and they were great. We'll, you know, throw you in some lessons and, you know, you can start figuring it out on your own too.
Who did you take guitar lessons as a kid?
I did when I was really young. Yeah. I went to a music school and took guitar lessons and I didn't like that very much.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to know any of that sciencey theory stuff. So I just abandoned that entirely. I don't think you need it at all.
Yeah.
Bold statement, but,
I mean, you're not going to hear any arguments from me, obviously.
No.
Okay. We got one song left on this list, and it is, a Tom Petty song.
Of course.
Of course it is.
I couldn't do
it. I thought you were going to bring only Tom Petty songs today.
You know, you're such a jerk. You made me pick seven songs only. And I was like, well, I could pick seven Tom Petty songs, but I did the right thing and covered a few more topics.
Yeah. Why this one?
It is on the first Tom Petty record, and it's kind of angsty and sassy, but also tight and just this really great vibe. And it speaks to me a lot because I really enjoy rock and roll.
Here's Anything That's Rock and Roll.
Some out of me instead of all
Anything That's Rock and Roll by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Listen to Let's Play DJ on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg in the last couple minutes here with Lucas Roger, whose brand new record is out today.
Yeah, Finite Light by the Lucas Roger Band out
Hell
today.
Yeah, man. It's been a long time coming.
It sure has.
When did you record this?
In bits and pieces, we sort of did some, this is going to sound crazy, we did some pre-production, like pre-pandemic.
Yeah, like I remember, because I remember like my old band, and we used to play together,
yeah.
and it was a lot of these songs.
Yeah, it was a lot of these songs, and so, you know, and I was kind of like doing, you know, again, doing other things, so not
totally
entirely focused on this, but then we did a show one time with all the fellas, and we were like, we just got to do this and make an album, and so we started probably as the shutdown was sort of ending,
mm-hmm.
and we took some beds that we had done at Paintbox, and we recorded six new songs entirely by Liam loading up his Tascam into our jam space, and we
cool.
sort of built a studio for a weekend, which was one of the best experiences I've ever had recording, just to kind of like make a home base for a weekend and really commit to it. And then you know, through shutdown times and not, we would like be in somebody's bedroom recording vocals and Liam moved a couple times in there, I think. So like, you know, the whole,
who's now living in your childhood home.
Correct.
Yeah.
He's living in the studio that I grew up in.
Yeah.
In sort of, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you. It feels good.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that are very happy that this music is out in the world.
Yeah. Like four or five. Yeah.
Well, no, these songs are so good. Okay, let's plug the show one more time. Tomorrow night, December 7th, Side Stage, Lucas Roger Band.
Yep, you can still get tickets for $20 in advance.
Hell yeah.
And you can do that through reallovewinnipeg.com. The show is being presented by Real Love, which
yeah.
I should mention because they are
the best.
Wonderful people who do such good things for music in Winnipeg. And the Side Stage is great. And I'm really just feeling excited about the whole thing.
It's going to be great. Your record is on all streaming platforms?
As far as I'm concerned, all of the streaming services, yeah.
And then you've got vinyl as well to sell?
Yeah, I made vinyl records, which is very exciting to me.
Are you going to be selling them at the shop?
I do have some at the shop.
Yeah.
I've been selling some already ahead of time.
I guess we should plug the shop too. If you got guitars that need fixing.
Beard Cell Guitars.
Yeah, you guys are always looking for more guitars to fix, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not a backlog or anything at all.
No. Yes, there is a backlog.
Yeah.
But it's, we'll get to it.
Yeah. I mean, I can vouch. It's great work.
Yeah.
You guys are really nice to deal with.
Appreciate that.
So, you know. Okay. Let's Play DJ airs every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg or online at ckuw.ca, where you can also find